Lecture 20, Luther and Protestantism.
In this lecture, I want to talk about Luther and Protestantism, and I want to focus especially on the contrast between Luther and Calvin, between Luther's theology and the later Calvinist tradition, because there really is, I think, a deep and important difference between Lutheran theology and Calvinist theology, even though they have an enormous amount in common. They have far more in common than they have that divides them. And yet, there's some important differences which, once we understand them, we'll have a better and deeper grasp of Luther's theology. To get at these differences between Luther and Calvin, we can go straight to the heart of one of the most difficult, painful doctrines in the Christian tradition, that's predestination, which we talked about in our last lecture. I traced the problems of predestination back to something very old in the Christian tradition, the Christian tendency to think, oh, we Christians are now the elect, the chosen one, you Jews are not. That's a very old problem. It goes back long before even Augustine in the 4th century. And we're going to have to set that one aside. That sort of corrective to the problem of election is not going to be in our picture today. We're going to be looking at the 16th century anxieties created by the doctrine of predestination, the pastoral problem that was faced by 16th century theologians like Luther and Calvin, right? These two great Reformation theologians who have so much in common, including this picture of election or predestination, where God chooses to save some and not others before the beginning of all time. That, of course, causes all sorts of pastoral problems. It's interesting, however, Luther and Calvin are looking at this in this Augustinian framework, and we got to bring the Catholics into the picture too, especially Augustine. So let's go once again to Augustine. Always the framework in which we think about the differences in the 16th century is this common Augustinian framework. And here we're going to talk about something that Augustine says that Luther and Calvin don't. Augustine insists that you cannot know if you are predestined for salvation. Augustine teaches everyone who's saved is predestined to be saved. Everyone who's damned is not predestined to be saved, is how to put it. So there's this hidden decree which you cannot know about, and you cannot know that you're going to be saved because lots and lots of people who have faith, right, who have faith in Christ, end up abandoning the faith before they die. Right? This is just a simple fact. There are lots of Christians, believers, they put their faith in Christ, but before they get to the hour of their death, right, they abandon the faith, they turn away from Christ and all that. This sort of thing happens. People lose their faith. And Augustine says, quite reasonably, no one knows if 5 or 10 years from now they're going to lose their faith. How could you possibly know? So the only people who are saved are not just people who believe, but people who persevere in faith even unto the end. This is the doctrine of perseverance. Perseverance itself is a gift of grace, Augustine says, and no one knows whether they're going to have this gift. No one knows in advance whether they're going to persevere in the faith to the end of their days. Which means, you see, Augustine says, that believers are not yet saved. Christian believers are not yet saved because they're not sure yet that they're going to persevere in the faith. Now, this shouldn't make you too anxious, Augustine thinks. He wants you not to be too anxious. You're not going to have certainty of your salvation. You can't be certain of it, but you should have hope. Right? We live not in certainty, but in hope, Augustine says. And in a characteristic formulation of Augustine's, he says, we are not yet saved in reality, but we are saved in hope. Right? Not yet saved in re, in Latin, in reality, but we are saved in spe, in hope. So, you're supposed to be confident that God's not going to just pull the rug out from under you and damn you, but you don't know yet if you're going to persevere. You have to live the rest of your life. Calvin comes along, and he disagrees with Augustine on this point. And that's where the crucial engine of 16th century theology of predestination gets going. Calvin teaches a doctrine of eternal security, as it's called later. That means, as it's often put, once saved, always saved. If you're a Christian who truly believes in Christ, then you are already saved, right? Ask any evangelist, are you saved yet? Are you saved? Right? Augustine answers, well, not yet. Well, your typical American evangelical and typical Calvinist will say, yes, I'm saved. I believe in Christ. I've got true faith. I know for sure that I will be eternally saved, right? Not just I'm a believer now, but I'm eternally saved. I have eternal security.